Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The 12 candidates for mayor of Boston today head into the final day of the campaign before tomorrow's preliminary election whittles the field down to two. As you might imagine, with the election looming, it was a frantic weekend for the field. WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with several of the candidates and has this report.
How are you?
State Representative Marty Walsh sums up what these last days are all about.
You know, it's all about voter contact. There's not much you can do now other than making sure that your vote gets out to vote at the polls, and that's that we're geared up for that for tomorrow, and we're ready to go.
The final days of a campaign are supposed to be about making sure your base turns out. And in a sense, that's what the candidates were doing this weekend. Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Conley's weekend began in West Roxbury at the annual dinner to benefit the Pinch Foundation. Pinch stands for People in Neighborhoods Can Help.
Feel good about the race. You know, the momentum is building. I'm excited about Tuesday. I'm happy for the coming election day and hopefully the real affirmation. Looking forward to the voters sending me on.
Saturday morning found City Councilor John Connolly in Codman Square at the Unity Sports Center, asking the members of the Caribbean American Political Action Committee for their support.
Well, hey, thank you for everything today. Thanks for going out today. I appreciate it. So.
Shirley Shillingford, the group's president, explained why she supports Connolly.
I like his honesty. If he cannot do something for you, he tells you straight out that he's unable to. Because I went to him with another problem with the school department, and he said, I'm not popular with them, so... might not benefit you.
Connolly has promised a radical decentralization of the schools to give principals more autonomy. He's counting on a well-organized get-out-the-vote operation tomorrow to get him to the final round.
We've got a great field organization. We've raised a lot of money, but none of that happens without the right message, and this is about transforming our schools. That's what I think this race has been about.
Connolly lives in West Roxbury, but a WBUR poll found that he's the only candidate with double-digit support in every part of the city.
Look, I don't put a lot of stock in the polling numbers, but if there's one piece that I really like seeing, it's I have a breadth of support across all neighborhoods.
The Saturday morning calm was suddenly pierced by the blasting of car horns as the short Caribbean caravan began making its way across Boston. If tomorrow's election is about citywide support, it's also about which neighborhoods turn out. And for that reason, City Councilor Frank Baker, a Marty Walsh supporter, predicts his candidate will be one of two winners tomorrow.
I see it as Marty Walsh and John Conley in the final. The primary is going to be about base and ground game. And I see those two with the best organization.
By Saturday afternoon, John Conley, Dan Conley, and Marty Walsh had made their way to a block party on Glide Street in Dorchester. It might as well have been called Marty Walsh Street for all the supporters filling in. A WBUR poll finds Walsh has deep support in Dorchester, and you could hear it here from many people along Glide Street, including Steve Girard.
He's out for the working person, and that's what I'm all about as well. So
we pray, right? We believe in the power of prayer.
Sunday morning, former State Representative Charlotte Golar Ritchie was looking for support on Humboldt Avenue at the first church built by African Americans in the neighborhood, the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church.
I'm praying that the right outcome will occur on Tuesday. And should that right outcome be about Charlotte Golar Ritchie being the next mayor, then I'm going to be praying for strategy.
Golar Ritchie told the congregation she knows what she has to focus on if she makes it to the final round tomorrow and is elected in November.
And it's an issue around what we're doing with our young people, how we're going to address violence in our streets. I will not be able to come back to this church and hold my head high if I do not tackle those issues. I know that.
The church's pastor, Menard Culpepper, has endorsed Golar Ritchie. He could not do so from the pulpit, but he could remind the congregation of the importance of their vote.
We are not ever letting opportunity pass to cast a ballot for those dying that we might have a right to vote, that bled and they had dogs sicked on them, water hoses, just for your right to vote. Amen.
Voters in Roxbury and all Boston's neighborhoods will exercise that right tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
There was no-